Hershey's Milk Chocolate with Whole Almonds makes for a wholly amazing, wholly delicious experience that's, well, wholly Hershey's. Everyone to get to experience the satisfying surprise of a whole almond tucked inside creamy Hershey's chocolate. So don't wait your whole life to try Hershey's Milk Chocolate with Whole Almonds. And if you've already had it, then chances are you're already a lifelong fan of this confectionery delight. Find Hershey's Milk Chocolate with Whole Almonds wherever candy is sold.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Hey! It's the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show for Thursday morning. Good day, friends. And sadly, the big man himself, even the greats, even the giants of the industry need to take some time off. So therefore, Ian is off, so someone has to step into the size 26. And that's UK size. That's not European sizing. So stepping into the size 26 shoes, these massive radio boots need to be filled. There's a whole lot of newspaper stuffed into the end. Even Shaq O'Neal is only like size 23. So Dempsey, absolutely ginormous trotters. And you know what they say, big radio shoes, big radio feet. So it's Ray Foley in for just another couple more days, and then all is well with the world as things go back to normal. In the next few minutes, I'll play some Niall Horan and Britney Spears, Olivia Rodrigo coming up, and we'll begin with Martin Solveig. Hello.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM, play the music you love. Still my favourite song at the moment, Vampire from Olivia Rodrigo. In fairness though, I hate most of the songs. I'm not a song person. I don't like music. Good morning, it's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey, and welcome to your Thursday. Thursday, the 28th of September, 2023. Let's have a look at, on this day, birthdays. Not a lot birthday-wise. It's Naomi Watts' birthday today. She's 55 years of age. Australian blonde, Nicole Kidman's friend. And I believe, wasn't she the damsel in distress in the Peter Jackson remake of King Kong? I think she was. And it's also Hilary Duff's birthday today. I told you there wasn't much happening. Hilary is 36. Please, Ireland, contain your excitement on this most auspicious of occasions. What else today? On this day, 11 years ago, today, 2012, Pitch Perfect was released in cinemas. The incredible, wonderful, beautiful, incredibly talented Anna Kendrick, and also the just as talented and amazing and very funny Rebel Wilson joined forces. Was Cups the Cups song in the first Pitch Perfect, or was it in the sequel? I don't care. I'm going to play a bit of it anyway. It's amazing.
When I'm gone.
I make no apologies, it's brilliant. And the music video is brilliant as well. Cups from Anna Kendrick. I would play the whole thing, except on this day in 1998, Britney released this. So this is Today FM.
Not Tuesday.
It's the other tea in the week, Ray. It's another tea day. Come on, Ray.
It's all right, Dempsey's back on Monday. Not a moment too soon. Good day, friends. Ray Foley's here. JP's over there.
Hiya.
Sean is there.
Hi.
We all got ready, rested and ready and fine fettle.
Loving life.
Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully it's not the other way around. Bright-tailed and bushy-eyed. It's kind of the worst.
This hour of the morning with the alarm going off early.
Right, we're doing your HEZ track in a couple of minutes. A few great songs in there for you. What else have I got? I've got Body Rockers.
Right.
And weather-wise, mostly dry this morning.
That's the sport. I love more at 7.
Thank you, sir. And hello. You're HEZ for 6:33. 2 minutes late, it's 6:35. Good morning. Right. How are we?
We're all good.
She's not listening. My wife isn't listening. She's working.
You're sorted.
She'll get you on the listen back, though.
Yeah, because my wife insists on listening back
she
to
never
every...
misses a second.
Oh, she loves... Do you think a woman who lives with me...
She needs more Foley.
That she wants. She's in the car on the way home and she's like, do you know what? Before I get home and see him in person, I'm going to listen to his whole breakfast show from this morning. I love the radio Ray more than I love the in person at home Ray. She's not going to hear it. She's reading the news over from Marty Whelan.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Are we right, so?
Let's do it.
Who's spinning? Shauna's spinning today.
Oh, yeah, okay, great. I'm feeling muscly.
Are you spinning?
Yeah, okay.
Right, okay. Shauna's been working out. Yep. I need you to give the wheel a good hoosh.
Okay.
We've got all 26 letters up there. There's 27, actually. 27 segments. Do you know that?
What's the extra one?
It's the hashtag. What does the hashtag mean? So it's a hashtag, and then A to Z, so it's got all the A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
News to me.
What's the hashtag for? It's for numbers, is it?
I don't know. Having a breeze.
All right, give it a spin there, Sean.
Okay,
anyway.
Are you ready?
3, 2, 1.
Okay, go. Oh.
Hello. It's a legal spin, that, yeah.
Cheers, JP. Oh.
You're welcome.
It's not. Oh,
what?
It's, oh, my God.
No.
What are the chances? It is the hashtag.
Iced. I don't believe it.
It's the hashtag. Hang on, let me go and look up. So yeah, A2Z633. Ian just stopped doing this about a year ago. Sorry, just details. Ray, please stop doing the A2Z in the mornings. They're all random songs that we don't play on today.
The other pages, isn't it?
All right, just looking up the details on that. If a hashtag comes up, it means a number.
Okay,
it is a number.
Right.
So it's a number. So the number is, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, it's 5. When the lights go out, you want this? Or we can get you out this morning. Brilliant songs.
Oh,
I want it now, baby. What song do you want? From 5. We've got Baby When the Lights Go Out, Everybody Get Up, or If You're Getting Down. There are your three options this morning. 0874-100-102. Or Everybody Get Up.
Everybody get up.
Or A2Z at 6:33 this morning, 0874-100-102. You choose the song, I'll play for you in a few minutes. Now it's the Body Rockers. I like the way D-Lo, this is Today FM. Amy Webb and Red Flags, Today FM. Play the music you love, Marlon. It's 16 minutes to 7 o'clock. It's Ray Foley, I'm Fareen Dempsey. Good morning, Ray's here, JP's over there.
Morning.
Feeling great. Your three options on your A2Z this morning. What's wrong with you?
You never said hello to Shauna.
No, I didn't, no.
Does she give you a massive side eye?
No, I didn't.
I saw her.
Do you know what?
Daggers.
Shauna's on the bench.
I'm sorry.
Naughty step.
Shauna's there, son.
Hi.
Joking gesture.
Oh, lads. Oh, I've lost it now. Happy. This is day four.
Yeah.
Of filling in for Ian, and it's at this point usually that the train comes
out of gas. We're out of gas.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. I don't know how would you do it full time. It's just
drugs.
Is it drugs?
Drugs, yeah.
Pharmacological.
Absolutely.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think that was actually a shipment for Ian earlier on this week. But he's out of the country.
Or is he? Is that a sandbag?
That was a joke, by the way.
Guys, that's just a joke. It's just a joke.
Guys,
just a joke. Just a
little joke.
Right, we've got three songs on your A2Z this morning, and they're all from 5. When the lights go out. And everybody get up.
Everybody get up.
And if you're getting down.
Five
on Today FM. That's 5. Which one do you want? Text or WhatsApp? 0874-100-102. Loads of people texting saying they want all three of them.
It's not an option, guys.
We can't do it. We got to do one. Pick one. Don't be greedy. And Frankie texted, says, for flip sake, Ray, I was just in the middle of counting out the scoops of formula and you keep saying five. I've had to restart three times.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Dacia Sandero Stepway Extreme. New design features, new colours and much more.
Sean is here with us this morning, by the way.
Hi. You see, that's the stuff you're missing.
Yeah. Happy, yeah.
That winning content.
Okay, Shauna. I'll play your A to Z song next.
Ray Foley, playing the music you love.
You're A2Z for six. Oh, whatever. Time has no meaning anymore. Morning is Thursday. And your A2Z track for this morning, we want your selections for five songs. 0874-100-102. I give you three options on there. When the lights go out, everybody get up. Or if you're getting down. All great songs from five. I've got a number of five mega mixes as well. Like 10-minute long mega mixes of five songs. But I'm not going to play that either.
Could play it tomorrow.
Ooh.
I tell you what, play a few mega mixes and come in at seven.
Oh, yeah.
Stay in the labba.
Perfect.
Now you're speaking my love language, right?
It's awful, isn't it? That phrase. 0874-100-102. Over to you, JP.
Ray, rules are rules. Had to disregard all the votes for your five mega mix. Tim, Jennifer, Trina, Steph, Dave, Cormac, Sinead, Tracy, and Amorius wanted all three. It was never going to happen. When the votes were actually counted, the winner, everybody get up.
Come on, Ireland. It's 10 to 7 in the morning, and we demand that everybody get up on Today FM.
Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Great company,
great laughs,
and the music you love. Today FM.
It all happens here.
Mr. D's on his Holly Bops. He's back on Monday, though, so it's Ray Foley filling in for the next couple of days. 4 minutes past seven. Let's do this.
The Kickstart Song.
With Actimel. Start your day with Actimel Immune Support.
Now, boys and girls, I want a very warm Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show Kickstarts welcome. As we go live to Newbridge in County Kildare, give it up for the one and only, the legend, that is, it's Peter O'Toole, everybody.
Yes.
Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm not so bad at all.
Are you out and about? It's a bit windy there. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm just coming back from a stroll.
A stroll at this hour of the morning?
Yeah.
Was it actually a stroll or were you out jogging?
No, just a stroll this morning.
A stroll, fair enough. Do you have a dog or anything? What are you strolling?
No. I'm by myself this time.
You're exercising?
Yes.
Is everything okay? Is everything okay at home, Peter?
What are you running from, Peter?
I suppose you just got to get out. Do you have a full house?
Yeah, I have a son and a daughter, Padder and Leah.
Okay. Hi to the gang then this morning.
And the owner of home is all there.
Have you had your breakfast?
No, I'll have it shortly.
What's for breakfast, Peter?
Oh, always Weetabix.
Weetabix? Mm.
Yeah.
How many Bix?
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Three Weetabix, you lunatic.
Peter, are you a soggy Weetabix guy or do you eat them quickly so they're still a bit crunchy?
Soggy.
Soggy. No. Hot milk, Peter?
No.
Oh, I like maybe not necessarily yet, it's a bit early in the year, but as it gets darker, a hot Weetabix with hot milk, a little bit of sugar on there as well.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Three's crazy though. Jeez, you'd be full till the weekend, I suppose, if you took three Weetabix now.
I have to feel yourself for today.
You wouldn't be able to eat. Alright then, Peter, you've got a great song selection for your kickstarts this morning, so I will hand over to you without further ado in your own time. You just tell me to hit that button whenever you're ready, okay?
Okay, so this is a song that I might use in my classroom sometimes just to get the class going and moving, especially on wet days when we can't get out for a yard. So it's a song that all the kids like to react to as well. So Ray, whenever you're ready, hit that button. It's Avicii, Wake Me Up.
Great, fantastic. You're a teacher, Peter, are you?
I am, yes.
All right, you're not a PE teacher, are you? Are you just a regular teacher?
No, primary school teacher.
Okay, what do you teach?
Fourth class.
Fourth class, in what school? Yeah.
Skull and Nidavellig.
Skull of what?
Skull and Nidavellig.
Oh, I can't pronounce that. But hi to everyone in school. Mr. O'Toole's on the radio and he picked a brilliant song for you, lads. Peter, have a lovely day. Enjoy the Weetabix. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
All the best. Bye, 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 bye. Avicii, this is Today FM.
Feeling my way through the...
Hello, Ray Foley's my name. I'm Free and Dempsey. Welcome to Thursday the 28th. And we were talking about Weetabix a couple of minutes ago with Peter, Mr. O'Toole from... Kalashda in Newbridge. You know the name of it, Sean? It's,
I think it was Skull on Lynn of Oleg. Possibly.
Come on now. Come on.
I could be wrong.
It's just too early for thick people such as yours truly to be able to pronounce this hour. It's just unnecessary. Yeah, Peter was having three Weetabix, which I feel is a lot.
I do a three. I think
three is standard.
Yeah, I do a three.
I think you'll find, Ray, three is standard.
I think three is just too much. I think it's too much. Weren't Weetabix in the business of smaller individual bites as well at one point? Like a shredded wheat? Like that's sort
like
of
a shreddy.
Like a sort of a shreddy size.
They were mini bics or something like that.
Are they still going?
I don't know.
We never had them in our house. Intriguing. And an interesting prospect. Diana's over there, 0874 100 102. Diana?
I'm laughing here at Ray thinking that three Weetabix is a lot. Mm-hmm. My teenage son has friends often compete with each other, asking in the morning how many Weetabix they've had. I think my fella got 9 into the bowl one time.
Ah, yeah. He'd be on the toilet
9?
All day.
That's crazy.
He wouldn't eat until next summer.
And literally in one bowl. It was like a tower.
What size?
And I think his friend got to 12, but he had to do it in 2 stages of 6 plus 6.
What?
So 3 isn't much, Ray. Wait till your boys are teenagers and they'll be doing the same. They'll eat you out of house and home.
Boys are animals. They're absolutely dispersed. Me coming down in the morning. What happened to all the Weetabix? I bought a 24 box and it's all gone. They've even eaten the box, for God's sake. There wasn't enough in the 24 bix. Ridiculous. All right, let's have a look at the front pages of your newspapers for Thursday. 28th of September, the Irish Independent. Rory McIlroy looking fabulous. Rory's looking well at the moment, isn't he?
He always looks well.
Team Europe golfer Rory McIlroy and his wife Erica Stahl walk past a forest of fans. I've never regarded a collective of fans. I've never heard of them being described as a forest with mobile phones taking photographs of them at the Spanish Steps in Rome ahead of the Ryder Cup. And they're glowing. They look like they're having a great time. Rome, I say, is fairly all right this time of year, is it, in September? Kinahan's had a, quote, significant stake in €500 million cocaine haul. The estimate of how much that drugs haul in Cork was, we're looking at 140 or 150 million. Now it's risen to maybe potentially 500 million. Gardaí believed that the Kinahan crime gang had a significant investment in the major shipment recovered from a cargo ship off the Cork coast. That photograph of that ship, again, this is still the biggest story on most of the front pages again this morning. Colombia's biggest drug cartel linked to record cocaine seizure, and a photograph of the ship there in Cork. And what else have I got for you? The Irish Daily Mail, threat of Drew flu strike by Gardaí. This is the chance that Gardaí might go on strike. This is following their vote of no confidence motion in the Garda Commissioner, says the Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Sun, Cokezilla. This is the monster €150 million stash of cocaine seized, and they've got photographs of all the various bales of it. You could build a house with the amount of, it's absolutely massive, the bricks of drugs that they've got photographed there. It's also on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, €500 million record high. Not to be sniffed at, says the Irish Daily Star, with the best drug headline this morning, it has to be said. And waves on the front of the Irish Times this morning. This is Storm Agnes. There's always photographs the day after a big storm, and it looks absolutely humongous. The massive waves crashing in at high tide in Tramore in County Waterford yesterday as Storm Agnes brought damaging winds and stormy seas to many parts of the country. And fingers crossed everyone's all right as a result of following Storm Agnes yesterday. Right, we'll have a gift grub for you after Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding. This is Today FM. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding. Miracle, this is Today FM playing the music you love. Morning, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock for Thursday. And in gift grub, the new series of Gogglebox Ireland is in full swing, and some gift grub favourites have been taken to the couch to shout at the telly.
In Kenmare, Francis Brennan and Daniel O'Donnell are watching The Late Late Show.
Vogue, on tour,
flipping Vogue Williams again. I don't believe it.
I thought they said they were going to change it. Same old faces, Daniel.
She was on the last episode of last season show. She's never off the flipping thing.
Would they ever give somebody else a chance, for God's sake?
RTE flipping canteen. Baz Ash Maui there. Must be chained to the flipping radiator in there, so he is.
I'm not sure about the desk. Are you? Are you sure about the desk?
The ugliest flipping desk I've ever seen. Looks like he's hiding behind it.
Do you know what? Why does he need a desk anyway? What?
Hey, what's in the desk, Keelty?
Do you know what this show needs, Daniel?
What?
Bring on a fella with handy household hints. That's what it means.
Hey, that'd be great.
Right, doing something with a duvet or pillows or something. Or just, we know, duvets on duvets.
I'd watch that, Francis.
Why don't they have any decent ideas?
Because that's RTE. Not one innovative idea in their flipping head.
Oh, here's your man Houlihan.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, here we go. Another dose of the flipping Rona. That's exactly what we need.
Oh, Jesus.
Over in Cabra, legendary football pundits John Giles and Eamon Dunphy are watching the new season of The Kardashians.
John, who's that, baby?
That's Kim Eamon. Kim Kardashian. She's the star.
Okay. And who's she married to, John?
Oh, she's single at the moment, Damon. She was knocking around with Pete Davidson, all right.
Oh, is that the rapper, is it? Yeah.
No, she was with the rapper, though, to be fair, before that, Damon.
Yes, that's Puff Daddy, is it, John? Puff Daddy, yeah.
No, Damon, can you?
Can I what, John?
Can you West, Damon?
Sorry, John?
Anyway, the rapper's not Puff Daddy, it's Diddy.
Diddy what, John?
Diddy, Damon.
Oh, Diddy. I didn't know Diddy a man was a rapper. This is a great programme. Pass the Bacardi, baby.
Back in Kenmare, Francis and Daniel are still watching The Late Late Show.
Oh, Jesus, not another Nordie.
I like him.
Jimmy Flippin' Nesbitt, the runner. Last week, Mary McAleese, and now Ash. They're Nordies as well. It's a flippin' Nordie fest.
What's wrong with Nordies, Daniel? Sure, aren't you a Nordie, really?
I'm a soft Nordie, Francis.
Oh, right, I didn't know that.
Same old RTE. Watch this. Next week, Anna Geary, Marty Flippin' Morrissey, Dermot Bannon.
Daniel, peace.
Hump off RTE.
Daniel, me TV!
Over in Áras an Uachtaráin, President Michael D. Higgins has invited Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald to watch the Ireland versus Northern Ireland ladies football match.
Away we go then.
Come on, Ireland! Come on!
Come on, Ireland! Coy gig!
Go on, Katie! Get it off the wing! Get it off the wing!
Come on, Northern Ireland! Come on, Ireland! Northern Ireland!
Hang on, Mary Lou.
What?
Which one of them are you up for?
I'm up for both entities equally, Michael D. Garamil Maha got the court.
It's impossible. They can't both win at the same time, for God's sake.
Well, under Sinn Féin, they can. Coy gig, Ireland. Northern Ireland. Ireland. Northern Ireland. Ireland. Give us those Doritos.
They're my Doritos.
Stop hogging the Doritos, Michael D.
Give me back those Doritos.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
I don't want to be accused of talking all over the songs, so just letting it play out.
You're so sensitive about that.
Cranberries, their dreams. Today FM, playing the music you love. Don't want to be one of those DJs. 7:30, Today FM, morning, it's Ray Foley offering Dempsey. Brilliant song. Sensational. Hairs in the back of the neck stuff. We're talking about Weetabix earlier on, actually. How much is normal, Weetabix-wise? Peter, our Kickstarter this morning, he says he was having 3 Weetabix. I felt that was a lot.
I don't think 2 is enough. You have to go back for a second helping if you're... No?
2 is plenty. 2 is loads. And it's it keeps you going as well. 2 Weetabix is plenty.
No.
You won't be ready for your lunch after 3 Weetabix. It's ridiculous. Gareth is over there. 0874 100 102. Also, suggestions for how you like your Weetabix. Hot milk, cold milk. JP likes his cold milk and extra crunchy. I mean, the milk is still pouring and JP started to eat. There's milk splashing everywhere. Gareth, 0874 100 102.
Morning, Red JP. Jarlath McArdle here.
Hello, sir.
The best way to have...
You said Jarlath. Is it Jarlath McArdle?
Jarlath or Gareth?
It's Jarlath. All you need to do, you see, with the voice notes is listen to the name first and then put a name on it.
Morning, Red JP. Jarlath McArdle here.
I think it's Jarlath.
The best way to have Weetabix is to take 2 Weetabix, put it into a bowl, splash the milk.
Okay.
Into the microwave for 30 seconds, 45, you're feeling lucky.
Beautiful.
When you take it out, get your spoon and walk straight over to the bin and scrape it into the bin.
Right.
Go and grab yourself some Cocoa Pops. No recession here. Oh, and Ray, love the show. Hey.
Today FM's travel update.
And the formula for making a good impression at a job interview is changing. With more meetings taking place online, you now need to pick the right backdrop for your video calls. So a healthy houseplant in the background and a bookcase can make you seem more trustworthy. But novelty backgrounds, you know, like if you've got like something like here they have it, a picture of a seal or something like trying to show your personality, less trustworthy. Don't do it.
I put up Mortal Kombat, all of the characters from Mortal Kombat doing their fatalities in the back.
Might not get the job, Ray. Might not get the job.
It explains, because I've been going for a lot of jobs at the moment. No one's biting.
And off the ball.
With Eli Lilly. Help us create medicines that make life better. Visit careers.lilly.com.
Oh, we're at Sub-Zero. Pulls your man.
Yeah.
It's a photograph of that in the background. It's more the sport of Phil.
Or at eight.
Cheers, Phil. Trying to think of other wallpapers or backdrops that you can use on your Zoom calls that would be wholly inappropriate if you're being interviewed for a new job. I was thinking, you know, the mask from Saw.
Yeah, not
in the background. Or what about the, you know, that close-up image of the coronavirus itself? You know, the just the round thing with the spikes.
Yeah.
Just that in the background, and then my floating head in the middle of it.
You're hired.
Anymore? 0874 100 103. Foley. Katy Perry and Firework. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good morning. It's just about 22:08 for your Thursday. And it's waffle time.
Where am I ringing? Claire.
It's ringing. It's ringing.
Should be Kira, right?
I thought she said it was Claire.
Good strong ring on that one, actually.
Hello?
Hello, is that Kira? Kira. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
How are you, Kira? Are you in Clare? Is it County Clare? Whereabouts?
Yeah, I'm just stopped in there. I'm on the way to Galway.
You're on the way to Galway? What are you going to Galway for?
College.
For college? What year are you in?
Third
year, right. What are you studying?
Nursing.
Nursing? Oh, very good. My mum was a nurse in Galway, actually. So you're in good company. You're doing third year. How many years of the course? Four, is it?
Four, yeah.
Right, gotcha. Okay, so any exams coming up? What are you doing?
No, we've only 2 weeks left in the college there, and we're out in the ward.
You're on the ward now?
Wow.
No, we've 2 weeks left in the college.
All right, okay, so the college at the moment, and then the ward. Are you looking forward to it? Have you done ward? Have you been on the ward before? I'm presuming you have.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, plenty of it.
Do you like being out at it?
Is it
scary?
It is, yeah. When you're out there first, but you get used to it then after a while.
How many rounds of it or sessions have you done of it?
12 weeks in first year and 12 weeks in second year.
Jeez, that's a lot. They get you right in straight away, don't they?
Yeah, no messing.
Right, so another 2 weeks and then you're back at it again.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. Are you driving yourself or is somebody driving?
Yeah, I just pulled in.
Cool beans, great. Do you want to say hi? Hi to everyone in college. Anyone else you'd like to say hello to?
I don't
want to say it to anybody. I don't like people. I don't really.
No one be up to 30.
I don't know what you did. They're dead right. Might as well stay in bed. Right, let me see. Waffle for you this morning. I got 4 out of 5.
It's doable, Kira. It's doable.
Gettable this morning, Kira. We'll see what we can do for you. We've got, 30 seconds?
Yep.
30 seconds on the clock. I've got my topic on the sheet. Give me the 5 things on the sheet of paper and I'll give you €1,000. Wishing you the best of luck this morning, Kira. Here we go.
Today's waffle topic is
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Go!
Oh Jesus.
What country is he from? It's next to Germany. Begins with an A and ends with Austria.
Austria.
He played a robot in these films.
I don't know anything about him.
Oh, he terminated
muscles.
Terminated things.
He did have muscles.
Terminator.
Yeah, Terminator.
Terminator.
And he was a bodybuilder. Bodybuilder. So he had muscles. Yeah. What did he say in the film when he said when he was going? He said, "Look, don't worry, because there'll be a sequel." And
yeah, he didn't say B or B. He said something else.
He says, "I'll be back." I also would have accepted "Hasta la vista, baby." When did we get there? Hang on now. Wait, just look, cool your jets. You got one. We give you 3 points.
Yeah, 3.
No, hang on, 4.
Yeah.
Go through them. Terminator. She got.
Yeah.
Governator. No, she didn't get governator. You were giving her Austria? No, Albania?
Not Albania, no.
Australia? America? we got bodybuilder. She got bodybuilder. Yeah, she got bodybuilder. And I'll be back. We'll give you that as well. That's 3 out of 5. Come here. They weren't great this morning, Kira, but we'll give you something now. Shauna, what have we got?
Oh, we'll do a pen. Would you be handy on the ward? Definitely.
A pen.
A pen.
A pen.
From €1,000 to a pen.
It has a highlighter. Again, very handy on the ward.
Oh, well then. With the highlight of your day, Kira, isn't that highlight?
I know mugs,
do you have any mugs? Do you have any mugs?
No.
Shauna,
no mugs.
You better not hope you're in hospital in Galway in about 2 years'
uh-oh.
Time.
You're going to be
going to
get some terrible
payback.
Kira, thanks so much for taking the call. Have a lovely day. Drive safe. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Love the show.
Hey. Stepway, new extreme version comes with
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Disney Plus. Only Murders in the Building returns for season 3. Stream now on Disney Plus.
Today FM.
British House Mafia on Today FM. It's 10 minutes to 8 o'clock. Sean, it's good showbiz.
Hello.
What are we doing? We're diversifying this morning, are we?
Yes. So we know that Harry Styles is a great singer. We know he's a great frontman, a lovely dancer. But how would he manage with nappies and nap time?
I think he'd be brilliant.
Yeah, he probably would. He's bought a creche, so he'd want to be. So he is...
What?
Yeah, no, don't worry. He's not throwing the towel in on the music. This is a business venture for Hazza. Back in December, he bought a £1 million building in Kent. It's going to be converted into a creche. Now, before you run to try and sign your kids up, he's just going to be the landlord. So he's not going to be on the premises unless he's dropping around to collect the rent, which might happen.
Right, okay. He's not going to be there for day-to-day operations.
No. Bottles and whatnot.
Wiping noses.
Yeah.
And making sure that the sandwiches are done for the Ray, I can't talk. I'm up the walls of these children. It's absolutely ridiculous. But you know, it's so rewarding.
It is.
It's just so rewarding.
They had to juice. They had juice with their lunch.
I don't do it for the money. I do it because it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's got that accent. It's funny.
It works though.
When he's not speaking to the media, I suppose that's how he talks. And Kylie's diversified as well.
Hasn't
Kylie done a bunch of other stuff? She has her own glasses with Specsavers.
Yeah.
She has her own wine, doesn't she?
She does.
She has a Pinot Grigio.
Yeah. She also has perfume.
I did not know that.
Yeah. But now she has launched something more glamorous altogether.
Really?
A line of coat hangers. So if you're in the market for a coat hanger, Kylie has a lovely set of three wooden clothes hangers branded with her name, very tasteful, £25 for three, so a bit pricey.
What? Are you joking?
I know,
me?
A little bit pricey.
Is that sterling?
Can you put a price on class though? Let's be honest.
Well, you can't.
And it's less than €25 for a hanger.
Well done, Kylie.
Sugar Babes at Today FM. Alicia Keys has filed a trademark to launch a line of teas called Alicia Teas.
Oh, well, that's clever.
Alicia Teas.
It works.
You can be drinking Alicia Keys in Alicia Teas, and then she's come up with a bunch of other options for Alicia that she could also diversify with. You ready?
Go on.
If she cultivated vegetables, it could be Alicia Peas. If she cloned herself, it's Alicia Mees.
Perfect, yeah.
if she raised a hive of winged insects to produce honey,
yeah.
Alicia Bees.
It's there.
What if she starred in a remake of a famous late 70s musical, Alicia Grease? What if she went to a Central American country? Alicia Belize. What if she created a new virus in a lab? Alicia Disease. And what if she bought a farm and produced milk-based products? Alicia Cheese. And if she sold a specific dog breed, it would be Alicia Maltese. And she says, if she laughed really hard, Alicia Wheeze. If she made fun of you, Alicia Tease. And she says, okay, I'm out. Alicia Peace. Good stuff. Plenty of options there from his keys to explore. All right, it's 1 minute past 8 o'clock for Thursday. With your news headlines, here's Quaisha.
Oh,
God.
Oh my God.
Loads of people sent it in there. Do you know, I've no means of communicating with Alicia Keys. I can't send any of these suggestions on to her.
You can't pass them on, can you?
These are diversification options for Alicia Keys. If she ever fancies pivoting away from the music business, she's going into any of these businesses. And she's already patented Alicia Teas, as in like Barry's Tea, Lion's Tea. There's going to be a third option now, and the guys, let's settle this debate once and for all. What's better, Barry's, Lions or Alicia?
Yeah, I guess it brings her back into the public consciousness as well, because most people aren't thinking about Alicia Keys these days.
It certainly brought her back into the discussion, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Texts and WhatsApps 087 4 100 102.
Yeah,
is that correct? That's still our number.
You got there.
Eventually. Alan in Swords, he says, Ray, Alicia could sell implements for opening locks. Alicia Keys.
Yep.
Cheers, Al. She because you did some heavy lifting on that one, didn't you? You have to get up early in the morning for Al. He's had his Barocca.
Hasn't he?
Eva says if she had a refrigeration company, it could be Alicia Freeze.
That's good.
We've also got physiotherapy for legs. Yeah. Alicia Knees. We've got hay fever treatment. Alicia Sneeze.
I'd buy that.
Huh?
I'd buy that.
Well, a certain time of year, not now, like. Juice bars.
Go on.
Alicia Squeeze. Forestry.
Alicia Trees.
Yeah. Well done. Yeah. And beauty parlors. Particularly if you want to get your eyebrows done or whatever kind of thing.
Alicia Tweez.
Come on. Let's do the cash machine. Here's your talk. Come for our Williams and Happy. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Morning. It's nearly 13 minutes past 8 o'clock for Thursday. Hello, Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. There's JP.
Morning.
John is in as well.
Hi.
Hello indeed. Loads of text. Further Alicia Keys options. This is going to run and run. Brian texted. He said Alicia could bring out her own brand of nappies. Alicia Peas. Ferguson Kerry says range of fans and air conditioners. Alicia Breeze. And Judy says she could start her own etiquette classes. Alicia, please. Guys, cop on. This isn't content.
Cop on.
This is not content. This is just guff.
It's
like.
Guff, isn't
this
it?
Is just guff you just text in on. Gift Grub is content. Gift Grub this morning. The Irish Examiner reported yesterday that TDs are to get a pay increase next week and it's going to take their salaries to €109,000 a year. So you, as you can imagine, everyone's reacting to this. In Gift Grub this morning, we're going behind the scenes to see how this decision was reached and the subsequent reaction from some members of the public.
Cunas deputies, Cunas, Minister Pascal Donoghue.
Thank you, Count Carla. Now, as we are approaching budget 2024, my figures are indicating we need to increase something and we also need to lower something else. Any suggestions from the House?
Tishugli over at
Count Carla, I suggest we could lower landlord tax. I know there are a number of landlords in the Dáil. Yep.
Deputy Robert Troy, stop doing that stupid dance, will you?
Sorry, Count Carla. Sorry.
I myself am a lessor, and I think we could do with a bit of a tax break, personally. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Leo. All in favour of lowering landlord tax?
Aye!
Done. Now, we need to increase something as well to balance the fiscal cycle. Suggestions, please?
Deputy Boyd Barrett at the back.
What about increasing old age pensions for once?
No. Jesus. Deputy Leo Varadkar.
What about increasing TD's salaries?
Excellent idea, Leo. The extra cash in our pockets would therefore stimulate the economy. Yes. But the question is, by how much? Yes, Willie O'D?
What about €1,600?
€1,600, very good. Yeah. Why don't we make it €1,610 to make it look like we worked it out very carefully?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Jobs Oxo, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't we announce these measures to the press immediately and railroad them through the Dáil so that we can go out and get the breath fresh air down in Kildare Street among the far right, the people. Sorry about that.
The headlines. The government have proposed reducing landlord tax while also increasing their own salaries. All this whilst protesters have gathered outside government buildings in Kildare Street.
OK, lads. Whatever comes out from behind them gates, we have a better chance of survival if we all stick together. Micheál?
My name is Maximus Decimus Martinus. Keep going forward. Leo?
Lock and load.
Guard?
Yes?
Open the Leinster House gates.
Yes, sir.
No, lads,
take it easy.
Hi, guys.
Hello, lads. Thank you, lads. Lovely to meet you.
Just take it easy, guys. Oh, there's Michael Healy, Ray.
Michael, for your own protection, should you not be inside?
Are you mad? These protests are the best publicity I've had in years. I was on the front page of the Examiner, page 2, 3, 4, 5. arrive from the Kerry man. These fellas, the far right, I'm over here, lads. Over here, the far right. Yoo-hoo. How are you?
Leo Baraka. Had us all injected with microchips.
Sorry, lads, we're just trying to get down to Dunning Crescenzi's there.
There's the filth, Donahue.
Okay, no need for the bad language now, lads, please.
Dirt.
Well, scum. With respect, dirt isn't as bad as filth.
Scum. Dirt.
Well, with the greatest of respect, I think you'll find that dirt is used to provide fertilisers and indeed bacteria. Now, I'm going to give you one more chance,
man. You're a stinking, filthy, dirty...
Okay, Bill you Gates. Asked for it, lads. Out of the way, Leo.
Here we bleeding go, you toad-ass. You want to play rough?
Jesus, Pascal, where did you get the machete?
Well, let's see how you feel about Ballymun, Pascal.
Get away the machetes.
Yes, scumbag.
Get the machetes.
I think it's all on.
Jesus, officer.
Jump the
officer, get over here fast to protect the far right from Pascal.
Today FM.
Playing the music you love.
Mark Hogan, Safe and Travel.
Well done, well done. Yeah. Thank you very much, Mark. Cheers. We're doing our ski giveaway in a couple of minutes.
Oh, lads.
Where's my sheet of paper? No, don't worry. No, don't. I have a sheet of paper and I'll sort myself out. I don't need your help.
Ooh.
I need to be independent. I need to be encouraged.
I'm going to learn your lesson here, by.
I got to be independent.
Finding that sheet.
Topflight.ie is the website. They've added a new destination on Top Flight for your ski holidays. This is Bad Kleinkirchheim. Ireland's award-winning ski tour operators opened a new resort, Bad Kleinkirchheim. It's in Austria. When you book a holiday to Bad Kleinkirchheim with Top Flight for this winter season, you'll get a complimentary lift pass for everyone in your party. Can I get a new one, that?
Ooh.
Yeah. Topflight.ie for more details. So we've got a seven-night break, 4-2, to give away. If you want to get in to win, we're playing our game, 2 out of 3 in Bad Kleinkirchheim, where we give you 3 questions. You got to answer a minimum of 2 of them correctly. If you want to get into win, text Top Flight along with your name and where you're from now to 0874 100102. And we'll play the game in just a few minutes. Oh, it's really great stuff, guys. You'll have to take my word for it. Jonas Brothers and Waffle House, Today FM. It's 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Good morning. Ray Foley's my name, filling in for Ian Dempsey just for another couple of days. And Mr. D returns on Monday morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And tanned, I imagine he'll be glowing. He'll be golden, glistening. He always looks great when he comes back. It's like one of those, you know, those bodybuilders.
Yeah, oily.
Oh, yeah.
And the vitamin D does him wonders. It really
topless.
Does.
It comes in topless.
Always.
Like, Ian, Jesus, put it away.
Come on, man.
The rest of us have been sitting here in the dark. Are we doing this or what?
We are.
Who am I ringing?
Declan.
Declan, in the car. It's ringing.
That's Drogheda anyway.
Yeah, I know that.
Great ring on that phone, actually.
It's a legal ring.
Yeah.
Hello?
Declan?
Yes?
What's that ringing noise?
Is it a microwave?
No, we don't have one of them anymore.
Did you decide to answer the phone in the end, Declan?
Would you believe my nurse who was coming to see me this morning was ringing at the same time, so I had to choose you.
You had to cancel her, did you? Send her voicemail. Your nurse is coming. Are you all right?
I've MS and she's coming to give me some injections.
Oh, to make sure you're all right. Okay.
I'm absolutely fine, so don't worry about me.
Good to hear. All right. You're open to go skiing? We've got a skiing holiday to give away. You're going to be all right for skiing, are you? Are you going to give it to somebody else?
Well, bring the wheelchair. We'll probably have to give it to somebody else.
Well, we'll see how you get on. Fingers crossed, anyway.
Not in a wheelchair, by the way, but that's
the same. Oh, you're not? Okay. Well, you'll be able to go. It's great crack besides, anyway. Come here. What's your nurse's name?
I don't know. I had to hang up on her there.
Oh, no idea. Well, listen,
anonymous.
Ring her back and find out her name. And regardless of what her name is, hello to her. Was there anyone else you'd like to say hello to this morning?
I better say hello to my wife, Sheila, and everyone else is in bed who I could say hello to. So my 2 daughters, Lisa and Ola.
Okay, cool.
That's the full household.
Hi to all of the ladies in your life then this morning. Declan, we've got this. This is our end of week prize. It's a trip for two to Bad Kleinkirchheim in Austria. It's with Top Flight, Ireland's award-winning ski tour operator. They've opened a new resort, Bad Kleinkirchheim, and their website is topflight.ie. So, 7-night ski holiday for 2 in the 4-star Hotel Ortner's Eschenhof in Bad Kleinkirchheim. Return flights from Dublin to Salzburg, transfers, breakfast and dinner, lift passes, And the services of the Top Flight Resort Manager look after you as well. That's the end of week prize. We've also got a €500 Top Flight voucher every day. So that's yours. If, and only if, Declan, you successfully play our game 2 out of 3 in Bad Kleinkirchheim. Kleinkirchheim. This is the radio game that everyone is
mad about.
They're raving about this, Declan. I swear.
The reviews are in.
I was the one, by the way, who sent in your bad pronunciation text there on Monday.
You were slacking me off on the pronunciation on Monday, were you?
Yeah.
I'm afraid we've
lost you. Sorry to lose you there. Sorry, the line's gone bad.
You're breaking up there now, Declan.
Hello?
Sorry.
Hello?
No, I'm sorry. That's the nurse ringing into him again.
It is,
Cross lines. It was very sad. We lost Declan.
Isn't it a shame, though?
It was an awful shame.
This is like an awful
listen, on the bright side.
Who's our plan B, then? Who have we got?
Anybody else would be
Johnny,
better.
Johnny, Mary, Joseph.
We'll take anyone. We'll
anyone that's from Louth, yeah.
Anyway, they have to be from Louth, yeah, because JPL always makes sure someone from Louth wins. Yeah. All right, sir. Here's what happens, right?
Okay.
I ask you 3 questions. You need to give me a minimum of 2 of them right, and I'll give you the €500 Top Flight voucher and put you in that draw for tomorrow. Are you right?
I am.
Let's do this. Wishing the very best of Irish luck, Declan, on this Thursday morning. Let's do this, baby. Question 1. Which Austrian actor and bodybuilder has also had a political career in America?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's right. By God, he's got it.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Got it.
50% of the way there. Because one is half of 2.
That's just maths. Declan, get this one. You've won today's prize and you're in the draw tomorrow. How are you feeling?
Excited.
I knew it. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go again, Declan. Question number 2. The Beaufort scale measures which weather phenomenon?
Outside this morning, wind.
Declan. Are you sure you want to go for wind?
Yeah. I'm pretty good on wind.
And rightly so. You're correct, sir. Look at this. Look at this. I've never been more proud, Declan.
Hi, Declan.
Listen, I've been texting Dempsey for 25 years every morning to enter his competition and never got a call.
That's Ian for you.
That's Ian. That's
horrible.
Horrible. One of the worst. Horrible person.
Yeah.
He's absolutely awful. Get your nurse to ring in for you. Ian Dempsey, and berate him and his team because they're just the worst people. For the crack, I'll give you the 3rd one. Which popular Austrian ski resort has a name which translates as the home of the little church by the lake?
Now I'm up to it. Bad Frankenstein.
Oh, that's a terrible pronunciation. And then he fell at the last hurdle, guys. He lost the trip. He lost the
it was all on the line.
I fought at a lot of hurdles.
And sending text into me about my terrible pronunciation. The absolute cheek of you. The cheeks. And then slagging off mine. Unbelievable. Listen, well done, sir. You got the voucher today.
Okay.
You're in the draw tomorrow. Listen then.
Now after winning, love the show.
Hey. Cheers, pal. Much obliged. Flying Kirk Island. For more details, see topflight.ie. Stay on today, FM. I'll play George Ezra for you next. Stacey Pedestal, finally, today FM playing the music you love. Finally, the show is over. And finally, Dave Moore is on the way next. But I'm afraid, guys, done it again. There's so much we didn't get to do on today's show. Yeah. Just ran out of time. The clock was against us. We didn't get to do Alicia Skis, where Alicia Keys tells us she's taking on Top Flight with her own ski trip company. It's called Alicia Skis. We didn't get to do Alicia Slees, where Alicia Keys tells us about her new tabloid newspaper, which is going to specialise in celebrity scandals and gossip. It's called Alicia Slees. And we didn't get to do Portlaoise Keys. Or Portlaoise Keys? No, Portlaoise Keys works better. Where Alicia Keys tells us she's partnering with Laois County Council for a new tourism campaign. It's called Portlaoise Keys. Maybe we'll get to do that tomorrow. Stand by. Dave Moore's on the way next. Have yourself a lovely day. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 6.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2.
Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds makes for a wholly amazing, wholly delicious experience that's, well, wholly Hershey's. Everyone should get to experience the satisfying surprise of a whole almond tucked inside creamy Hershey's chocolate. So don't wait your whole life to try Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds. And if you've already had it, then chances are you're already a lifelong fan
of this confectionery delight. Find Hershey's Milk Chocolate with Whole Almonds wherever candy is sold.